This next poem provides an insight into Britain's summer fixation with barbecues. And it's called Grandad's Barbie. The word barbecue is quite a mystery. So how does it fit into our history? Barbs are like nasty teeth-like hooks, and queues attract unwelcome looks. On this particular English day, the weather had a part to play. Storm clouds rumbled overhead as a family gathered in silent dread. "Here we go again," muttered the cool dude. "What's wrong with eating Nana's food?" "It's the man thing," his sister said with pride, as Grandad burnt food on the fire outside. While eating al fresco can be nice, this day was more like a sacrifice. With cremated sausages still pink inside, the chef sipped keenly at his London pride. Burnt offerings go back 3,000 years to please the gods and calm our fears. This day, the gods sat on a cloud, Thor and Odin mumbling out loud.
"What the hell's going on?" Odin muttered.
"Some kind of ritual offering," Thor uttered. Then, as the ruined meat was binned, Thor finally but emphatically passed wind.